Who are we? Here's Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Lots of folks have called and emailed me about my commentary regarding the many firsts of the Obama presidency. Believe me, those were only a sampling of the bizarre statements and actions of our dear leader. You know, I keep thinking about the fact that he's got to be the only president who went to an Ivy League school but cannot be remembered by a single one of the 400 people that were in his class. And speaking of his college days, I am assuming that there are other presidents that smoked dope or did cocaine or something like that.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't inhale and never tried it again.
But I know that no other president was proud enough to talk about it in their memoirs or brag about it on late night television.
When I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
His disdain for traditional American values has given Obama the opportunity to add several firsts to his ever-growing list. Yeah, after all, he was the first one to open the White House to a group of atheists for what was called a strategy meeting. Now, these aren't your run-of-the-mill atheists. These people are, as Obama is, dedicated to changing America dramatically. They are hate-filled zealots who believe God is a disease and that religion poses a danger to their mental health. Obama called them mainstream. Maybe it's because of his own unique view of the Bible. He said when he was campaigning that Christ's Sermon on the Mount was an admonition to accept gay marriage. I bet you never heard that interpretation before. Another first. He created a bunch of new positions we call czars. He filled the one supposed to be in charge of making schools safer with a radical homosexual who said that he bid God farewell by telling him to screw off, as he didn't need him anymore. 6 months into his administration, Obama signed a decree declaring June to be Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Other presidents have been pro-choice, but I don't think any went so far as to say that he didn't want his daughters punished with a baby as a result of sex at an early age.
I don't want them punished with a baby.
He chalked up several more firsts by creating an agency to promote abortions. It's called the White House Council on Women and Girls. He then created a new foreign policy position to focus on abortion. He appointed to it, of course, an abortion advocate who will serve as ambassador to women abroad. Her job is to go around the world and try to overturn pro-life laws in other countries. Now, I'm sure that there'll be many more Obama firsts to report on in days to come. After all, no president has yet been impeached and convicted.
Who are we?
This is Tom Tancredo asking you to ponder. Who are we?